views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello and welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This is Deborah Lee, and I have with me my wonderful intuitive co-host, Daryl, who doubles as the husband. And we have got a really great topic for all of you today. In fact, this is one of the most popular subjects that I deal with in my intuitive life coaching and card reading practice at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, where we are located. Today's topic is going to be focused on how does he or she really feel about me? Now, Daryl, I know you have some experience dealing with the emotions of others.
Yeah, I do. One great thing with this method of card reading is you can take it and know the personalities of people around you, like at work. Say you're having a difficult time working with some people, and you can figure out why they're being so difficult to work with, and change that path so that you can make it easier.
Based on what their feelings really are, right?
Yeah. You can change that and make it a nicer place to work based off the feelings.
This method, by the way, for those of you who may be brand new with us today, uses only an ordinary deck of playing cards. My grandmother taught me personal prophecy. Well, now it's over 30 years ago. And I worked on perfecting the principles that she gave to me over the course of that time, and published a book in 2008 called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which it describes this method and provides actual lessons in how to learn personal prophecy. But for our discussion today, we're going to talk about how these people in your life feel and what their true motivations are and where they actually are in terms of the relationship itself. I have found it's in my experience that there's an evolution attached to emotion, where we're always changing and becoming within ourselves. Well, our emotions are changing and becoming as well. So there will be different stages that we go through in terms of relationship. For instance, if one ends on really bad terms in the middle of a raging argument, a lot of things get said. Most times as I guess we could call them instruments of destruction, words that are meant to hurt, to wound, and in some cases even destroy the feelings of that other person that you're dealing with. But I have found that through time, emotions will begin to change. Where there was once rage, it slowly works itself into a state of remorse, regret. Slowly from there, it comes to a place of deep sorrow. Then it will move toward desire and need. And that's when you find a lot of times people wanting to get back together because their emotions have evolved. And Daryl, I know I've said this to you many times in the past. It's been my experience that 95% of men who leave relationships, whether it's marriage, whether it's just a going together type of arrangement, 95% of those men will in fact decide to come back within about 15 to 18 months, if not sooner. But that seems to be about the time frame. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of my thoughts on that are the fact that they maybe realized that things were better before they left than where they're at now. Or whoever they left for isn't as much fun as they thought they were going to be. They want to get back to where it was more fun. Where, you know, it's just a situation of how, you know, something's not right in the new life they've created, and they want to go back to their old life.
Gee, maybe appreciating what they had and so easily gave away.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another thing is, I feel that men, you know, on the intuitive level, tend to view love as a weakness, where we women see it as definitely a strength in our lives.
Right.
We're willing to fight for love. We're willing to, you know, do everything we possibly can to keep it alive. Where for men, well, and you guys in your peer groups, yeah, and your beer drinking groups, you kind of berate that one who, you know, you have your terms for them.
Yeah, I know. And if anybody watches the show NCIS, and the lead character on there of Mark Harmon, who's Leroy Jethro Gibbs, one of his rules is never say I'm sorry. It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah, so it'd be the same
with I love you? Well, not really, but it's kind of that, you know, it's, I love you is more of a heartfelt thing for guys. It's something that we have a hard time with expressing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know, people come into our lives, and there are people in our lives whose emotions and how they actually interact with us on an emotional level, they affect our lives both positively and negatively. But I think it's all part of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of personal growth in the cards. Now, I'm hoping that we'll get some callers today so we can demonstrate just how worthwhile personal prophecy can be in terms of the emotional level and how we're able to better understand those in our lives, even those who have yet to come into our lives. We're able to see where they're actually at. And I think we could do some really interesting readings today.
Yeah, I think we can too. Speaking of doing that, let's do something fun today.
Mm-hmm.
The first caller into WBLQ's call line, which is 1-800-930-2819, will get a free 30-minute phone reading from Deborah.
Yeah.
Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819.
And we'll arrange a time when we can talk and do the reading as your prize for calling in. So in terms of your relationship, like, for instance, in dealing in the past with divorce, Daryl, you had quite a situation, but the cards were able to show you that the longer your ex stayed angry, the more it propelled her toward a new life for herself.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really what she wanted.
Yep.
But she had to be angry enough to make it happen.
Yeah, that she had to stay literally pissed off the whole time. And otherwise it was...
She'd go dead in the water.
Yeah, she'd go dead in the water and up her ass on her new life.
And in essence, she did provide herself with a pretty decent life,
yeah,
by being angry. Now, if we could just push the non-angry button, that would be very helpful for,
yeah, well,
the rest of your family.
I don't think that one's going to happen because she stays angry at the world.
Well, and we have to understand that in relationships, there's going to be fluctuations when it comes to our emotions, our thoughts, our states of mind. You know, for instance, I have had clients who wanted to know, what is up with my boss? I can't get along with him or her. It seems like every day I do more things wrong. Excuse me. And the cards will indicate that such and such boss has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Such and such other boss is going through intense hardships at home. And so now when you know the rest of the story, it becomes easier to cope with these people.
Yeah, it does. It makes it much easier to deal with them when you understand the backstory that you're not getting, you know, up front.
And that's the other thing in terms of our personal relationships. A lot of times people will jump into a new relationship without realizing that they're dragging some pretty hefty baggage with them from the last relationship.
Or the one before.
Yeah, where they need, right? And they need to actually take time, process all of that that you've been through before you try to just grab somebody.
Yep.
Because now you've brought them into your drama as far as the emotional mindset that you have. And you may find yourself actually reenacting the same arguments that actually you initiated with somebody else.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit. And, well, you have too in our time together.
Yes, and I hate to beat up on your gender, Daryl.
We like it.
You guys do tend to be a little bit notorious, I would say, for jumping into a new relationship before you're really ready.
But is it really notorious or is it infamous?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, then sometimes women become victimized because you're not completely out of the old one.
Right.
In terms of your heart.
Yep.
And so now here you are dragging somebody else into this and she's trying desperately to understand, but the fact is, his heart still belongs to the previous woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Us guys are complicated. That's all I can say.
Oh, and I think we women are too, considering we have the memory of elephants. I'm not exactly sure that why that is, but that's a whole different conversation for a whole different day.
Oh, I remember we've had discussions in the past of things and, oh, imagine what comes up, things that happened 15, 20 years ago.
Now remember, we're going to go to break here. Free reading for the first person who calls in.
All right. See you in a little bit.
You want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our esteemed host, Deborah Lee.
And you, my darling Daryl, my intuitive co-host, who is joining me in today's topic. We're discussing how does he or she really feel about me and the dynamics of emotions in our relationships, which come through very loud and clear in terms of personal prophecy card readings.
And just a reminder, folks out there listening, first caller. Still ain't got our first caller yet. The 1-800-930-2819 gets a free 30-minute private phone reading from Deborah.
Right. And if they would like to, they can even give it as a gift to somebody else that might enjoy having the opportunity to get a lot of intuitive insight. So first thing I would like to mention is we did receive an email from Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
And she is
a wonderful young lady.
Yeah, she's contacting us. Actually, she's in Boston right now. She said she can't call in, but she'd like us to address her question. And we're going to do that right now. Gretchen works in a bridal shop. And she says she's having a terrible time trying to meet men that actually will be on her level as far as wanting to get into a significant relationship,
right,
a quality relationship, who aren't married, who aren't, you know, pining over another woman.
Aren't soon to be married.
Or, well, right. Yeah, bridal shop isn't exactly conducive to a, you know, real exciting social life there. No. These men that come in are taken by and large. So.
Hopefully.
She is involved in what she calls a friends with benefits, but hoping for more type of relationship. It's been on and off for over the last year. And she would like to know how this man that she's having this on and off relationship with really feels about her. And is this relationship ever going to reach a new level and stop being just friends with benefits? Well, first of all, I'd like to say to you, Gretchen, it isn't that he's viewing this as a friends with benefits type of relationship that you've established with him. He is actually seeing this as a relationship where he can't please you, that your expectations of him are so high that he feels literally exhausted trying to make her happy.
Right.
And I don't think this is something that she consciously realizes she's doing, but I do, am very much picking up from him that it's as if he simply cannot please her. She can't be satisfied. And I'm not speaking in the sexual way because in terms of passion, they have a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
It's in the other ways. She's always wanting more, always trying to get more from him than he's actually prepared to give at that particular moment. And this can be exhausting and really frustrating for a guy. So what I would suggest to you, Gretchen, is it's time you have a good old-fashioned sit-down. Time for you both to, pardon the pun, but put your cards on the table. Let him know how you feel about him, because personally, he can't tell. Because on the one hand, you're telling him that you love him as a lover and he's just super fine. But on the other hand, it's like, well, these flowers are nice, but they're not the roses,
right,
or they're not,
yeah.
They're not what you were really hoping for. So
you got daisies when you wanted roses.
Right, exactly. So Daryl, what kind of advice would you throw in here? Probably having a pretty clear understanding of what it's like for this guy.
Yeah. For him, it's just, you got to open yourself up, quit being closed off. But that's a big part of it.
Well,
you got to let your emotions, you got to show her the emotions to Gretchen. You got to show them and let her know that you really mean them. Open up, let her feel it, let her know it. And things will get better.
Well, and they've done so little talking,
right,
that they haven't even established boundaries from what I see here.
Yeah,
and I think that would be really important for them to have boundaries, because each is actually suspecting that the other is playing around. And I'm not seeing that to be the case at all. They have an amazing potential here to get this relationship off on the right foot.
Right.
But that's just it. It has to get started on the right foot.
They just need to set the boundaries, and he needs to let his emotions out and let her really know how he feels.
Yeah, talk.
And talk. That's the biggest part of any relationship, is being able to talk.
Yeah, and yet it's actually also the scariest part of relationship.
Yeah, it is.
It's like laying yourself completely naked in front of somebody and in your words, and I think we all have a lot of insecurity when it comes to that.
Yeah, and you know, don't. The other part of it is always be truthful with each other. Don't hide things, because sooner or later that's going to slip out at the wrong time when you
don't
really. Yep,
it'll come back and bite you in the behind,
yep.
And then you know, trust can be one heck of a difficult thing to try to reestablish.
Yes, it is.
So, So that's what I would say to Gretchen. I hope she'll get in touch with us and let us know. Excuse me. We also had another email from a young couple who have recently found out that they're going to have twins.
Oh, boy.
And this is a relationship that has wonderful aspects to it as well. Their question is, will this turn into a lasting, meaningful relationship, and should they get married?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Take a quick look here. Oh, looks like we may have a winner for that phone rating, Daryl.
Yes, we do. We have a winner, Karen from Connecticut.
Who we'll get to in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay. And for those who are interested, I am using a 24-card layout for the readings that I'm giving today. It's one primarily that my grandmother taught me. Well, here's another example where there's a lot of lack, I should say there's a lack of communication here. And you would think that people that are so intimate that they've conceived a couple of new individuals to put in the world,
right,
that they could talk to each other, but these two, they need to work on it. Because I feel that there's a, for him, for instance, I think there's a big letdown here because they hadn't even discussed the possibility of children. Now they're going to have two, and on her end, she's got all these worries and insecurities. Can she be a good mother? Is it going to be hard to mother two kids at one time? Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And I think if they take it one step at a time and they work together as a cohesive unit, that they will find that marriage becomes a natural step in all of this for them. And then they can both stop being so worried, because I think that's what they're experiencing, a lack of security between themselves.
And, I see that they're both, from looking at the cards over your shoulder here, they're both very young too.
Yes, they are, and that too can be difficult to.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just going to add stresses to the relationship that they don't really need.
And so true, Daryl. I'm glad you brought that up. Sometimes we have people that can find each other as early as, say, grade school or high school.
Yeah.
And they are able to remarkably go through life together. Other times we'll find people where they're mismatched in terms of maturity.
Yep.
And, or just in terms of their own personal growth.
Yeah.
You know.
And also you find ones that were got together in high school or whatever, grade school, and as they get older, they grow in opposite directions.
Well, that's it too. Excuse me, you can have that wonderful in-love feeling when you first get together, but the two of you have to be able to grow and complement and mature together, and sometimes we actually will grow apart.
Yep.
So I've seen that quite a bit, and that doesn't mean that a relationship is doomed.
No.
There's many...
Doesn't mean just because it's a long-term thing from school that it's a doomed situation. There's, you know, a lot of people, a lot of folks we know that have made that transition and stayed together and made it.
Now, for these two, yes, having twins is going to be a bit of a stressor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to take its toll on the both of them for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel that if they get enough support from their families, their friends, she can work with a girlfriend or a couple of friends and organize up a babysitter co-op. I'll watch your kids this weekend. You guys go have fun next weekend, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
You switch off.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that you can do where you don't have to end up pulling out your hair and, you know, coming to a place where you look at each other and say, this is all your fault.
Also, this is from our experience too, is if you have a daycare provider that's taking care of your kids, have a backup.
Yes.
Somebody that's a stay-at-home mom, in case something happens with the babysitter, that they get sick or something happens, they have a family emergency and you got to get somebody to take care of your kids.
Have a backup.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it might not hurt starting off right from the time these beautiful little creatures come into your life of establishing daddy gets to help with the feedings, even if you are, even if you are breastfeeding. There are ways for him to have a bottle. He can, you know, feed the baby, alternate, so it doesn't become this heavy burden for just one person to bear.
Right. You're very true with that.
So.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to go to break here. Be right back with Karen in a few minutes. Talk to you real soon, Karen.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
And you too, Daryl, my sidekick, my co-pilot in life and intuitive co-host for this show.
You're Ed McMahon, you're Johnny Carson. Yes.
I guess so, if you'd like to consider it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had Karen waiting in the wings.
Yes, we do. We have
Hi.
Karen from Connecticut.
I'm so excited
waiting.
To speak with you both. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you today, Karen?
I'm great. I'm calling about my son. This is kind of a tough one. He's been dating, living with this girl for 3 years. They just bought a house. And I don't know, a year and a half ago or so, he cheated on her. And there's just been a lot of, you know, issues, obviously, of trust. And I just see her pushing him away a lot. Like, you know, in public, even my mother mentioned something. And this boy's just such a sensitive kid. I don't know if she's ever going to be able to forgive him. Are they going to make it? Are they going to get through this? How can, you know, I help her maybe? We're close. They have a lot in common. And yet it's troublesome.
I think it's fantastic that you've called in, because actually I'm going through a similar situation in our life. And it's hard for us as mothers because we have to step back sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know, having this kind of insight that I'm going to share with you about this situation, it's priceless, really. It really is. Now, let me ask
Thank you,
do you feel in your heart that this is the right one for him?
I'm mostly, yes, I do. I feel that they have a lot in common. I really feel that they love one another, although I find her a bit overpowering, I guess.
Are they really young?
She's 7 years older. She's 31. He's 24-ish, yeah.
Okay.
And it's funny because that was the exact same situation with me and my husband that we were at this age.
And you say that she cheated on him? Did I hear that right?
He cheated on her.
Oh, he cheated on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, from my perception is that actually this episode of cheating was the best thing that ever happened to him, in the sense of it got his feelings perfectly aligned for him about her. I feel that he would really like to make things work with her. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is, Daryl, why do you feel about your male gender? You know, what is it? Do you guys feel like maybe you're missing something, that the grass is greener over here, or I know it's...
There's a lot plays into that. Some of it's if we're out partying, you know, and had a few drinks, inhibitions get a little bit looser.
And you mm-hmm. forget about the boundaries.
Right, and you forget the boundaries.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it could be, you know, with other people, it could be just the fact that they're bored and they want something different. Change of pace.
Now, the cards are showing that this girl is feeling very insecure
about
this relationship. She's dealing with all kinds of turbulent emotions of jealousy and not feeling good enough. And, you know, it's a tough issue for her to get over.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I feel this is a really good relationship, Karen, and I would be very surprised if they don't survive this and manage to actually have an even stronger relationship overall. There's really not a whole lot we can do as parents on the outside except be supportive
of both of them.
And, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And I'm personally one who believes that everyone deserves redemption and forgiveness. Now, if they continually make a mistake, then this is something they need to work on for themselves.
First time's a mistake. Second time's a pattern.
Yeah, I like that. Dr. Phil.
I don't see that quality in him. I really don't. He's so full of remorse. He really loves this girl. And
I think they're going to do just fine. Maybe some counseling would really be a good shot in the arm. But overall, I'm not seeing a breakup. I don't see more cheating coming into this. I really feel that it was a valuable lesson for him.
Yeah. I do too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And all in all, I think that there will down the road be a beautiful wedding. I could see it. I could definitely see it. Have they had any children?
No, but, you know, that's a concern also. I read her cards and that came up, and that's what she was thinking, you know, was, you know, am I ever going to have a child? She's 31 and all of that. Mm-hmm.
So there will be grandchildren, just not quite, you know, immediately. And you read cards, mm-hmm. too.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Playing cards or tarot or?
Tarot cards, yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. I've tried to learn tarot. I find it so complicated that I can't seem to grasp it. But I am hoping someday find someone who would want to experiment in combining personal prophecy, which uses ordinary playing cards, with a tarot deck. And I think those could be really awesome readings.
Yeah, that would be spooky accurate.
And for your situation, hon, I really think that time is going to be the best healer here. And they've got a good foundation. I don't see them giving up on each other by any means. She needs to work a little on her own self-image and her self-esteem. It's a little low, but other than that, I feel that they're going to make it.
Oh, good.
So I hope that helps.
It did. I think I'm going to gift her. This has just been so lovely, and you're just so intuitive, and this has been such a blessing. I think I'm going to gift her my time and have her get in touch with you, if that's okay.
That would be awesome.
We'll be in touch with you so we can set that up, all right?
Great.
And thank you so much for being our first caller. We really appreciate
it.
And look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do. This was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was nice.
Yeah. Well, nice reading. You know me, I always look over your shoulder and kind of put my spin to it, too. Admit it, you don't read cards the same way I do, and I don't read cards the same way you do.
That's right. We each have our own individual imprint.
Right.
In fact, when I teach this, I teach it as a jumping off point where everyone who learns it can bring their own essence to this method.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I do appreciate your input very much.
You're welcome. So,
okay. Any more callers for us?
Don't see any more callers. So, let's talk about this a little bit, though.
All right.
We were talking about why guys go out and cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons to it. Right? So it's, you know, alcohol, been losing the inhibitions, lowering the boundaries. They're bored at home, want something different. Think the grass is greener on the other side. What else can you add in here?
Well, maybe they've become complacent about their about their appearance. And then, and in doing so, their partner has become complacent about her appearance, and they both maybe need to get back that feeling, that anticipation of the dating days that they shared.
Right.
Of, you know, putting on a nice outfit and
looking good. I think you and me do a good at this. Is we keep it interesting. Yeah, we'll plan on going somewhere. Say we're going to, I don't know, Red Lobster to eat. And about halfway there, I'll go, you know, I really want some Mexican food. We end up over at this place over here.
So being flexible.
Yeah, it's always being flexible.
Well, we operate best when it's spontaneous.
Oh, yeah. Lord knows if we plan something and try to do it.
It never works out.
It's going to have so many holes in it.
You know,
by the time we get there, it's never going to happen.
The other thing, too, honey, is that we started as friends.
Very true.
And the foundation of friendship is so crucial in relationships. You know, when you look at people that meet across, you know, their eyes lock across the crowded room and their knees start melting. And I mean, that passion is wonderful, too. You've got to have that. But as I've often said in readings, there comes a point where you have to get out of bed and actually talk to each other. So,
yeah, and I remember you saying that many times. You know, oh, we've got to talk, you know. It's fine.
And I do think we should make the point here that it's been our experience as having been card readers to the public for so long that the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater, does not hold water.
No, it doesn't.
At all. No, and I noticed a lot of the TV talk show hosts love to keep perpetrating this myth, and that's what it is. It is a myth that people who are serial cheaters, I think there is such a thing as sex addiction. I think they could need to feel good about themselves in a way that they're just not. Like, for instance, that series, Californication.
Why did I know we were going there?
No, you look at that Hank Moody. He has a boatload of problems. And he would escape through, you know, a sexual release.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, that was normal, a normal existence.
Yeah, very much so.
But for the rest of us, I think that cheating is more a symptom of a much bigger problem.
Yes.
And it can do with communication, maturity, feeling, you know, that feeling of, oh, I've missed something.
Yeah. That's the other one, too. We missed something in our life. We got to go find it.
Or I need other men or women to validate that I'm attractive, to make me feel good.
Right.
So there's many facets to that whole issue.
Yep.
But cheaters can and do stop cheating.
Yeah. We know several people in our lives that were, and tell you straight up, they were friends of mine in the, from other my life before Deb. And they were rampant about it, and now they're married, got three kids, sitting at home, very happy, very, very into their family, and they're good to go now. So guys can change.
And women can too, those of us that are naggers and, you know, a lot of times it has to deal with, well, we'll cover it in the next time slot here, but a lot of times we're unhappy with ourselves and we're taking it out on the person closest to us.
Yeah, that's a good possibility too. All right, we're going to break, and we'll come back with Casey from Chicago.
Yay!
In a few.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Daryl, Deborah's intuitive co-host, and our fabulous host, Deborah Lee, is here with us.
Thank you, Daryl. we're going to jump in with Casey in one moment here. I would like to first send a message out to Amy, who has sent in a quick email. She would like to know, as a quick follow-up to a previous show where she called in, she wanted to know if the cards are perceiving the end of her story with a particular man that has been foremost in her heart and in her mind. And I want to send out to you, Amy, that absolutely not. The fact that you shared your feelings, that you revealed how much you do care, is a continuing thought in his mind. He's mulling it over. It's as if, imagine, when you're on a jury, if the judge says that previous comment we want stricken from the record, it can be stricken from the record, yes, but every one of those jurors are not going to be able to stricken that from their memories. And he is keeping that very much in the front of his mind. And I have a feeling the end of this story has not been written. I would like you to see what plays out over the next, the end of this year into the new year. I'm picking up around an April, May timeframe that I think something will happen in the way of a brand new development for you.
All right.
Okay, and with that said, let's move on to Casey so we don't run out of time.
Yep.
Hello, Casey.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl. You guys sound terrific. Your conversations are so interesting. I feel my call is interrupting something even more important.
No, it's okay. We're right on time for you.
I am calling about a change that happened with my sister-in-law. And just to refresh,
okay,
my youngest brother, who died about 4 years ago, this
yes.
is his wife, who was, I've been helping take care of their child. since my brother died. She's has a lot of issues. She's on a lot of psychiatric medications, has been hospitalized a few times, substance abuse issues, and that all continues. So that being said, she's been doing what she can to retain her authority with her child, and has always been jealous of me and fearful that I'm going to take her son away because of her up and down abilities to be a stable caregiver. So that's the history. And I've been praying about this a lot. And regarding what you commented on earlier, Deb, that everyone deserves forgiveness and redemption and a second chance. I've been praying about this for a long time. And she surprisingly came to me yesterday. Of course, she was drunk, but but it was sincere in wanting to make a fresh start and cooperate with me and not provide an environment for her son, my nephew, where he feels he has to choose between us.
Okay.
And it was such a surprising thing and such a big step, and I've been mulling it over and, of course, feeling, well, I've been praying about it, so here it is handed to me. I have to take the olive leaf forgiveness and all of that. I just don't want to be naive because she still is using. She still has substance abuse issues. She still carries on with all of those behaviors that make her not the most reliable or wise person in her parenting. So just wondered if you can give me a little insight on that so I step gingerly and wisely in a spirit of forgiveness and redemption.
Yes, absolutely. This is a very good situation that we can look into with clarity. I will tell you that this particular method is huge when it comes to emotions, the motivations of others, the agendas that others may have. So I feel we're going to get some really good insight here. And one thing I would like to say is that with her having come to you intoxicated, remember that in essence, her sentry was down. All of the soldiers were laying down on the ground. And what you had was her, you know, her unprotected true self speaking to
right.
you. And if I were you, I would really, and I've heard from you that you felt it was very sincere. And I'm hearing that too, that she did make a very sincere plea to you. So let's not take a look.
You said your younger brother died here, what, 4 years ago?
It's been 4 years.
Oh. Was it very unexpected?
He is 43 and had a heart attack. Didn't wake up in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, Casey. That is very unexpected that way.
It's traumatic to lose somebody so unexpectedly like that. And it certainly reshifted the whole relationship dynamic in my family.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
You know, Casey, I have to tell you right off the top as I'm looking at these cards, this sister-in-law is really making an effort to give to express how much she loves you and your family. Something has recently happened to her that has completely shifted her point of view. And it looks to me like it was a very close call where she very nearly could have lost her life. And
I was wondering about that because I had the impression, because we live in the same house with this complicated family situation, and she has definitely been on a swing where she's been drinking quite a bit and has been doing other things, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's also been trying to hang on to a relationship she's hoping will be her. Will save her. She's waiting to be rescued.
Well, unfortunately, she's going to have to rescue herself. And I'm not sure that
she was
in the immediate future.
Risk, but I didn't know what.
I do want to tell you
what
the trigger. This experience she had was an epiphany, and I'm feeling it as if here's what I'm getting. She impulsively headed out to cross the street and was nearly killed by a car. That she just narrowly missed being hit by. And I feel it sent her reeling physically and emotionally, realizing, oh my God, you know, I could die. I could leave this poor little boy all by himself. And it's really shaken her up. And I think you're going to see a new person out of her.
It definitely seemed like something shifted. So I appreciate you giving so much specificity and clarity around that. Because it was, I mean, nothing anyone else has done has landed.
Well, it's got the Ten of Hearts, honey, all over it. And that is one card I firmly believe in. That is the card of true, genuine love. And that is telling me that she really extends that to you and your family. You people are her lifeline. You really are all she has.
And yeah, I mean, she has no contact.
I don't want to make her seem too pitiful here, because I can see that she's done some damage within this family. And never really properly grieved over the passing of your brother, who was the baby's father. But she stuffs a lot. She's got a lot of emotional issues. But I feel she has made the shift. As small as it is, I feel she's heading down a new road. So, yes, if I were you, I
one small step for man,
completely
right?
The benefit of the doubt here.
Well, that's wonderful. It gives me a great deal of, I feel like I can exhale a bit since our conversation, with her.
Casey, I hate to cut this short, but we've got
the
about
opening,
2 minutes
I
or less
able to...
before they're going to run us out of here. So,
sorry.
Please call in again. I'd love to hear how this situation develops for you. And all the rest of you who are listening today, if you have an Android or an iPhone, please get the Psychic Love Doctor app. It's free of charge. You'll be able to give yourself readings 24 hours a day. People are telling me they swear by it, and I'm kind of attached to it myself. I use it constantly and find the insight is very accurate. Also, we have classes all the time in personal prophecy. If you're interested, you can become a professional practitioner. Email me for information. That's Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. Daryl, I love doing the show with you.
Yep, me too.
And I love to pass on the few words that my grandmother always said. To dream is to believe, and once you believe, all things are possible. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.